This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Tommy T with this gubernatorial primary and the nastiness of the Democratic Party. But, you know, this is away from the topic, but on the topic, you and I have talked about this so much. You see where Tiny Tim Gill has opened up this. And I love how these guys operate. It's been disclosed, as they say, that Tiny Tim has this advocacy group entitled Catholics United Education Fund. Now, at first blush, I'm sure that sounds like Sister Mary Rose Bunsen burner teaching science. But what it is as you know, the Catholic Church is opposed to same-sex marriage. So these guys have started this pact, and it's all funded by Tim Gill. And they've won, you know, as you know, with Jack Phillips and Masterpiece. And I say this all the time, the only Republican I saw down there was this man, Tom Tancredo. Having said that, now they're going to turn their guns on the Catholic Church. In a short amount of time, it's going to be, you're going to have a politically correct or a government-approved church. It's just around the corner. Do you buy that? Because I do.
Oh, man, I think that is the scary part of where all that is going. Otherwise, I mean, I really don't care if you marry each other.
Yeah,
I really don't. Yeah. It's no skin off my nose, as they say. Now, you want to do it, go right ahead.
Right. Go learn what I know.
I would not be involved with trying to stop it.
No.
It's just that, you know, you have to recognize that part of that leads to this other thing where you start telling people they have to marry you, even if it is against, and you have to sell you cakes and all the rest of that. Now, on the one hand, you know, Peter, our whole thing in this campaign and in my life is essentially, look, I want to control just my own life. I don't want to control yours, okay? Yeah. That's really and truly the bottom line for me. So I don't want to control the lives of people who have a different opinion about the sexuality and that sort of thing. I just don't want them to try to control the lives of people who have deeply held religious beliefs and are trying to, you know, adhere to them. And so that's the only sticking point here. And if it weren't for that, I mean, I got no problems with this.
What was the song in the 60s you know, about the government? He said, he can't control his own life. I'll be damned if he'll control mine.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should try to find that. It'd be a great...
Now, remember, what was this, a Sunshine Come Back? You know, the door chords are... I can feel
that
like dancing.
Who did that?
Dump up another day. Somebody.
I remember. I just can't. I don't have your memory.
He's got cards he ain't showing or cards he ain't playing or something. Yeah. Hang on. Yeah. I'll bring you right back. Somebody come up with that song. 303-696-1971. Sunshine, come on back or go back away again. I don't feel like dancing. Remember that song? Craig, do you remember that song? Come on. And he's not as old as we are, but that song that a guy goes, he's got cards he ain't showing, he's got cards he ain't playing. You can't run your own life, I'll be damned if you'll run mine. What was that song? 303, we're playing Name That Tune, 303-696-1971. Please help us right now. We're getting a Tancredo theme song.